Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins says even though she witnessed the insurrection at the Capitol that was provoked by President Donald Trump, she is not ready to decide how she'll vote at the impeachment trial. Mel Leary has more.
Collins says she has no doubt that President Trump instigated the rally at the Capitol that turned into a violent insurrection, claiming five lives. She witnessed the attack firsthand and saw the television coverage of the rioters ransacking the Capitol building and rummaging through her desk in the Senate chamber.
The president's actions were absolutely appalling, and he bears responsibility for inciting the mob that stormed the Capitol.
Collins says U.S. senators will play the unique role of judge, jury, and witness in weighing Trump's actions and their part in the insurrection. And she believes the House moved too quickly on impeachment and should have held hearings to gather facts to use in the Senate trial. She cites reports of notes left at the Capitol by rioters that allegedly indicate they were targeting some lawmakers to be killed or injured.
That is exactly the kind of evidence that the House didn't have in its rushed proceeding that should be entered into the record for us to consider in the Senate.
Collins believes more evidence will be uncovered as the FBI and other federal law enforcement agencies continue their investigation and make more arrests. But until the Senate trial provides details of the insurrection and the president's role, she says she is withholding judgment.
I am not going to prejudge the outcome of the trial before I've heard the evidence. That would be an Alice in Wonderland approach of verdict first, trial second.
Independent Senator Angus King has already said that he will vote to convict Trump based on what's already known and what many senators themselves witnessed during the breach of the Capitol. But he says he is willing to be convinced otherwise by the facts that come out at trial. It's not clear when the Senate trial would be held. The Constitution requires that it be immediately convened after the House delivers the articles of impeachment to the Senate. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.